Namanda, vıtı 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 namanda.
Begin my talk by reading the words of Shinran Shonin. Actually, these are the words of the Buddha quoted by Shinran Shonin at the time, one of the last messages that the Buddha provided for his disciples. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegaishimasu.
Shinjitsu no chie o 頼りどころとし、人間の分別によってはならないと。Rely
on wisdom, not on the working of the mind. As to relying on wisdom, wisdom is able to distinguish and measure good and evil. The working of the mind always seeks pleasure and does not reach the essential. Hence, it is said, do not rely on the mind.
Namandavutsu, 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 namandavutsu,
namandavutsu. Good evening, everyone. Minasan, konbanwa. It's wonderful to see you all here for our New Year's Eve service. This will be our last service of 2015. And this is also, we're coming to the end of our busy holiday season as well. It's wonderful to have you here joining us on this wonderful occasion as we prepare to welcome the new year. I myself have been enjoying spending time with my parents. They were here visiting. They just went back to Minnesota today. And while they were here, we did some cooking around the house. Has anybody done any cooking these past few days? Yeah, this is a time of lots and lots of cooking. And so cooking is one of our wonderful seasonal activities of this time of year. And cooking is really an experience of the six senses, right? The six senses. Around our holiday time, my family, we have some traditional holiday meals we make. For some reason, although we're mostly Norwegian, our family holiday tradition is to make an Italian meal. We have a lasagna, Caesar salad, garlic bread, and my mother makes pumpkin rolls for dessert. And my job is always to cook the garlic bread. And so, it's not one of the most difficult things, but it's an important responsibility for this meal. And so when I think about this, when I prepare to cook the garlic bread, I really have to use all six of my senses. In Buddhism, we talk about the six senses. So can anyone tell me what one of the six senses is? Yeah, do you know one, Enzo? Hearing, right? So when I'm cooking the garlic bread, I have to use my hearing. I have to listen, have to set the timer on the oven, and I have to listen for that beep, beep, beep sound. And when I bite into that garlic bread, I want it to be nice and crunchy, right? I want to have that nice, crunchy sound. Can someone tell me another one of the six senses? Yeah, do you know one? Taste, right? Of course, we're talking about garlic bread. How do I want it to taste? Crunchy and delicious, right? I want it to be delicious. How about you, Dioma? Do you know one?
Gingerbread
cookies. That's right. That's another thing that we had around the house. That's right. That's right. And gingerbread cookies. That's right. So what is another sense that we have? So far, what did we have? We had hearing. We had taste. What's another one? Smell, right, the smell, and someone else said sight, yeah. How about you? Do you know one, Cameron?
Ramen.
Ramen, okay, another one of our favorite foods, okay. Right, so, okay, yeah. Enzo, do you know one? Feeling, right? So you want to have that nice crispy feel. You can feel with your fingers. You can also feel with your mouth. You want it to be crispy on the outside and soft on the inside. You want it to look, what color do you want it to be? Bread color, that's right, nice. Yeah, Enzo, how about you? Golden, that's right, golden brown, a beautiful golden brown color, right? And how do you want it to smell? You want it to smell great. That's right. You want to have that delicious smell of garlic and olive oil. And so, and in your mind, the sixth sense in Buddhism is your mind. So in your mind, see, we've been talking about all these things. We don't have any garlic bread in this room that I know of. But we still, as we talk about it, we have an idea of what it tastes like, what it smells like. And you all can remember sometime maybe when you've had garlic bread or what it looks like. So we all have these ideas, and that's another one of our senses. So we have these six senses. Okay, so I was trying to use my six senses very carefully to cook, but then I got distracted. So I very carefully prepared the garlic bread. I crushed the garlic, I put on the olive oil, then I put it in the oven, and then I started chasing my kids around the house. And my dad said, "Hey Henry, how's that garlic bread doing?" I said, "Oh, I better check on it." And I opened up the oven and smoke came out. Oh no. And I had an experience of my six senses with the garlic bread. So I looked at it and it was black. And I looked very closely and I could see there was some fire. It was actually on fire. It was actually burning. And then the sound, my mother's horrified gasp of my mother's sound of being shocked and terrified. The smell of smoke, the smell of charred bread, right? It was burning up, right? And the touch, I could feel it as I tried to scrape the black part off into the kitchen sink, scraping until we got down to just the white part and the part that was still a little bit yellow. And then the thought in my mind, how is this going to taste? I thought it was probably going to taste terrible, right? So preparing myself, I thought, okay, well, you know, we need to have garlic bread, so let's just try a little bit and see how it is. There's that moment, that expectation. How is this going to taste? Then you bite into it. Not too bad. Wasn't too bad. It may be edible. So then I gave some to my wife, and she tried it. Daijoubu desho. So we put it out, and I cut it up into small pieces, and we had it out, and we had it, and it was okay. Right? It was okay. And so this reminded me of the number 108. 108. This evening we're going to ring the temple bell 108 times. We'll each get to take turns ringing. I don't think we have more than 108 people here. So we'll each get to ring it at least once. 今夜は浄夜の鐘ですね。 108 回を 鐘を入れますね。 And so this number 108 is a very significant number in Buddhism. It's very significant because it starts with the six senses. So now we're going to do a little math quiz. Has anybody done any math in the last couple weeks? Yeah, no, you're all on vacation, right? But you're going to have to go back to school next week, so we're going to start our math brains thinking again. So we have six senses. まずはこの6つの感覚ありますね。 6つの感覚があって。 Right? And so for every one of these senses, you can have three kinds of feeling. What do you think they are? What do you think? Three things that you can feel. So it can be one, can be good, something you like. Can you think of another one? Yeah? Noma, do you have an idea? Yeah, something you don't like, right? Something you don't like. And then bread on fire is bad, right? That's something you don't like to see. You don't like to see your bread on fire. And then the other one is it can be neutral. You know, maybe you're not happy about it, but you're not upset about it either. A lot of times these neutral things we don't even notice. Yeah? Okay. And then, so we have 6 times 3. Can anyone tell me what 6 times 3 is? 18, that's right. 18, okay? 18. So, この6つあるんですね。 全部の感覚で、それによって好きなことと嫌いなことと、どうでもいいこと、 この3つあるんですね。 から6×3は18ですね。 Okay? And then the Buddha says that for all of these 18 different kinds of feelings, says they can either be pure or impure. Pure, impure. その18は清らかと清らかじゃないということがあるんですね。 So the pure feelings are the feelings that aren't attached to. You don't think it has to be my way. It's a question of whether it's my way or if you can accept it just as it is. Just as it is. Okay? So when that burning bread came out of the oven, I thought, terrible, I hate this bread. Right? I was so mad at that bread because I wanted it to be golden brown. And what color was it? It was black. And I wasn't happy about that. I wasn't happy about that. And it can be that way with so many things in our life. We want it to go a certain way. Think about this past year. Think about all the things that happened. Maybe there were some things you were disappointed about. Maybe there were some things that went just the way you hoped they would. Okay? You can also be pleasantly surprised. Something cannot be the way you expected, but you can still be okay with it. And that's the pure feeling. That's the pure feeling, to be able to accept your life just as it is. Okay, so we have these two differences. Can you accept it or not? Okay, so we've got 6 times 3 was 18, and 18 times 2 is 36. I heard it. 36. That's right. So we've got 36, and then these 36 different experiences, they can exist in the past. Oh, I can think about that bread now, and oh, I was so mad, and I can still feel that anger and that frustration. They can exist in the present, right now. I wish it was different. That moment I pulled it out, at that very moment, I wasn't very happy, was I? And it can be in the future. It can be in the future. I can think, oh, I hope the next time I make garlic bread, it's going to be delicious. Hope it's going to turn out just right. Okay, so we can have the past, the present, and the future. Okay, so we had 18 times 3 was? 36. And 36 times 3 is? It's a big number, but can you figure it out?
What?
84. Yeah, Enzo, did you figure? It's, another guess? Another guess? 18 times 3, 108. That's right. So that's what this number 108 is about. When we ring the bell, it's about the 108. It's about thinking about all of our experiences over the past year and everything that we're going to be doing this coming year, and to let go of all of those disappointments and those frustrations, and to learn to accept whatever comes this year with a peaceful and calm heart. And how do we do that? That's very difficult. It's very difficult, but we can do that if we can turn our heart to the Buddha. Think about the Buddha. The Buddha is always very calm. The Buddha is always very accepting of whatever comes. And when we turn our heart to the Buddha, we say the words Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. I take refuge in the awakened one of immeasurable wisdom and compassion. So this year, we're going to let go of my small perspective and welcome the Buddha's big perspective. Starting with the beginning of the year, letting go of this past year and welcoming the new year. So して自分の心を、まあ、今夜の、108の鐘を入れるんですけど、この108というのはその清らかな心を目指す。清らかな心というのは自分の勝手な都合によるじゃなくて、この何でも今年何でもあることはそれで受け入れること、嬉しいことは嬉しい、寂しいことが寂しい、悲しいことは悲しいですけど、それを受け入れる心は仏様の大きな心、その大きな心は南無阿弥陀仏のお念仏の心です。 And so the words I read at the beginning of my talkTo rely on wisdom and not on the working of the mind. To rely on the Buddha's wisdom and not on my small self-centered perspective. So we'll conclude this evening. I want to finish by reading a poem by one of my favorite poets. This is a poem by the poet Issa. I'll read it in English, and then I'll read the Japanese translation in conclusion. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho, onegaishimasu. Trusting to Buddha, good and bad, I bid farewell to the departing year. Trusting to Buddha, good and bad, I bid farewell to the departing year. Tomokakomo, anata makase no toshi no kure. Tomokakumo, anata makase no toshi no kure.
Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu. Namanda Butsu.